From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Yanqi Xu. Preparing for this year's flu season, Boone County's Public Health and Human Services is opening rural flu clinics throughout the county again this fall. The CDC reported earlier this week that last flu season was one of the worst the country has seen in decades. About 80,000 people died from the flu, and many were hospitalized last winter. Columbia Nursing Supervisor Trina Teacutter says it's important that those in the rural community have the opportunity to be vaccinated. Vaccines will be free for children from 6 months to 18 years old. Vaccine prices for adults 19 years and older will vary based on insurance plans. Individuals may choose to self-pay for their vaccines at a price of $25. A stronger vaccine is also available for people 65 years and older. The clinics will be open at different locations throughout the county starting in October. For more information on the clinics, visit kbia.org. Democratic candidates running for state representative in 3 Missouri districts fielded questions about student debt and medical marijuana at a forum organized by MU's Graduate Professional Council last night. Michaela Skelton, Adrian Plank, and Maren Bell-Jones struck a similar tone, telling the handful of attendees that the sticker price of college is too high. Jones says, as a former graduate student, she understands the issue.
Student debt is huge, obviously, and just the ability to live day by day without having to take on extra loan debt.
Jones is running against Republican incumbent Cherie Tolson Reich in Missouri's 44th district. Event organizer Carrie Chesney says she reached out to Reich and 2 other Republican incumbents representing the 50th and 47th district, but they were unable to attend. After Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser testified in Washington, D.C., the impact of the high-profile event is reverberating in Missouri. Jason Rosenbaum reports on how GOP nominee Josh Hawley is responding to the dramatic hearings.
Hawley was campaigning in St. Charles County on Thursday while Kavanaugh was testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. It comes after an emotional morning when Christine Blasey Ford accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her as a teen, a charge the appellate judge has strongly denied. While emphasizing that he hasn't heard all of what Kavanaugh and Ford said, Hawley expressed a low opinion of how the Supreme Court nomination process has unfolded.
I think that this process has been a disaster. I think it is a terrible reflection on the United States Senate. The way that this has been handled, and it is truly a circus atmosphere there.
Hawley has made Kavanaugh's nomination a central issue in his campaign against U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Some of the nuclear waste buried near a smoldering underground fire at a Missouri landfill will be dug up, and the rest will be capped under a new federal plan. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced a remedy yesterday, a decade after its initial cap-and-monitor proposal at suburban St. Louis Westlake landfill faced so much opposition that the agency went back to the drawing board. The partial excavation plan slightly modifies the proposal announced in February. The project's expected to take a little over 4 years and cost $205 million, a price tag to be shouldered by the landfill's owner and other parties deemed responsible for the contamination. Bridgeton Landfill favored capping the site and says in a statement that partial excavation creates unnecessary risks. The Missouri Department of Conservation is hosting open houses in October to receive feedback around future regulations to control chronic wasting disease, a fatal disease found in deer. Possible regulations include a feeding ban in management zones and restricting movement of deer carcasses in high-risk areas. The feedback sessions are the first stage for approving regulations next fall. One possible regulation removes the exemption for feed placed within 100 feet of a residence in a chronic waste disease zone. MDC Wildlife Disease Coordinator Jasmine Batten says that the exemption was intended to benefit wildlife watchers who wanted to interact with wildlife outside their homes, but now the department is considering removing the exemption due to the risk for the chronic wasting disease spread. Batten says CWD is still a rare disease and that it moves slowly. The department found 33 cases of CWD last season. It brings the total cases to 75 since the department started monitoring the disease. I'm Yanqi Xu, KBIA News, Columbia.